Those who don't hear must feel.
Of course.
You get no, see, like now that saying is very, very, very crazy. I can't lie. Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode on the ECV podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, push that bell notification if you're new around here. If you want to see more of our beautiful, pretty faces, make sure you check the description below on our TikTok, Instagram, and our personal socials as well. T is finally back.
I'm telling you.
After disappearing.
All gone.
Where were you last time? Last time we spoke, you were a young guy. Now you're a grown man.
Guys.
Finally hit the 20s.
Another year around this world. Whatever. The race continues, man. But my birthday was there. Had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's back to work now.
Mm-hmm. Back to jigging, innit?
But obviously, during that time, we've been experiencing some serious, serious, serious shit going on in England.
Mm.
England riots.
Yeah, man.
Where do we even start?
I don't even know where to start.
You know, like, there's some, how do I even point this? There's some people, white people, who are not racist.
Mm. I think they're not educated.
But they're very, you know when, like, someone's just itching? You see people fighting and you want to join, like, just out of the thrill, just get the thrill out of it.
Nah, you know.
That's what some of them are doing.
Everybody who's involved is racist.
Nah. Some of them are just stupid.
No, some of them are just there because they're just like, they think it's the bats, innit? They think,
How people be thinking like a lot of stuff is a joke. Like, I see people throwing riots. You see, what's that guy? Is it Tommy Robinson or whatever his name is? Broski is in Spain, inciting riots in London. Like, you're going to be the one that will get arrested, go to jail, no bail. And that stays on your record forever. Or because you wanted to have a couple fun with your mates, like try hitting like someone, a person of color, like
but that's
disgusting.
He's been doing that for a minute though.
Yeah, he's their leader.
Literally, bro. Bro. He's the EDL leader, bro.
Yeah, that's mad.
Like
the
there's
fact
no
that
way.
Thing, yeah?
In 2024, there is still racism.
You know what is? Now, I was speaking to this about someone at work. I was like, bro, the UK is probably as racist as America, but we just don't portray as big as how Americans do, bro.
No.
Because 100%, bro.
America's the racist.
No, because America, they will openly say they're racist. The UK will not.
No, but
they'll act like they're
miles
not.
Ahead.
Nah. Miles of ahead. Course, America's a miles ahead, but everyone acts like the UK isn't as racist as it is.
No, but it's just, you're just comparing two different evils because one evil is more overt.
No, of course. But the UK acts, okay, because we're a bit more cultured then.
But then again, all that's been happening now is just agenda that's been set. Because you see things, obviously, the Southport stabbings, I think he was conducted by a black guy, but the guy was very young.
I think he's like 17.
Like 17 or so with a knife. Obviously, again, what he did was extremely stupid, extremely disgusting, borderline like insanity.
Of course.
For what he did. But that doesn't give you the right to go and start inciting riots, attacking people, because we all peacefully coexist in the same country.
Yeah, man.
Whether you like it or not, this country is yours as much as it is ours. Like, you get what I'm saying? Be that as it may, we all have it. We pay tax. If you pay taxes, the country is yours.
Yeah, but I feel like they're targeting all the people who are seeking asylum and, you know, they're targeting all them.
How? No, but it doesn't even make any sense. How can you be rioting because of migrants and people that are coming in on boats when you cannot riot when the taxes are way too high, the cost of living is way too high, it's really hard to get food, lights, electricity bills are skyrocketed. You didn't riot for those type of things, but then you decide to riot because a couple people came in seeking asylum when the country was probably bombed by another country that the UK was sponsoring.
Yeah, but the thing is, see, with them guys, you're saying they should argue about taxes. Them man, most of them don't even pay taxes because they're claiming benefits, bro.
Bro, do you know...
Like, them man, they don't
like,
give a fuck, bro.
These lot are now regret... They're saying they regret Brexit when majority of them are the ones who voted for Brexit.
Of course they voted
for Brexit. I think it's like 40% of the... Or like 30 or some mad high percentage of the people who voted for Brexit are already dead.
Of course,
it was all old people, bro.
Yeah, it was older generation.
And it was... I'm pretty sure they were saying, oh, it's because the main issue of getting out of Brexit was, you know, to get rid of the immigrants.
Yeah.
Which has now, you know, flipped themselves on themselves, you know what I mean? But I feel like the UK is just very, very, very uneducated.
But the immigrants are still coming in anyways because you didn't do anything to stop them. They're coming into your universities because the UK needs the money.
Of course.
Half the doctors.
The UK needs the money, bro.
Teachers.
I can't lie. England, bro, you guys, I don't even say you guys, because we'll won. But, bro, I feel like they really don't know what they want.
It's insane.
Not even that as well. It's even the fact that, like, a lot of the stuff that is deemed as British or, like, British culture is from other places, other cultures. The fact that these guys get Indian takeaways, Chinese mm-hmm. takeaways, London, the capital city of this country, a lot of London culture is literally took from Jamaicans, Caribbeans, Africans. Like, a lot of what is making people in tune with British culture, as in, well, the younger generation anyways, is took from migrants. So it's an interesting thing, but at the end of the day, what can you do, man?
And bro, we need to actually, like, I feel like the society as a whole needs to actually, like, shame people that actually carry knives. When I mean shame, I mean shame. Remember back in the days when, let's say we'll go to a party, we'll see someone with a weapon, and, you know, we just normalize it. We don't say anything. Obviously, just stay out of the person's way. We don't say anything. But, like, nah, these men should not even be allowed to step a foot outside their houses. You cannot allow these men to enter parties when they have a knife. Like, right. you need to shame them.
More time, people don't know.
Literally. Like, There's a reason why you wouldn't know. You only know.
I think he just means in a general sense, like.
No, of course, but then again, like, if you're a part of that life, then do you get what I mean?
But did you see how many people had, like, and especially the one in Southend? It's crazy, bro. About 10, 12 men carrying wielding weapons, just going on about doing whatever, like.
I feel like it's actually just excited, geez, because there's no way you're going to.
And they're young.
And you're repping your postcode when that area is nowhere near yours, because. It wasn't even South End people, was it? It was people from different areas.
Yeah, I think it was London and East.
That makes
sense. And that's just crazy. Like, we actually are. It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
But that's the UK for you, innit?
But it's also the people
it's
who...
It's like going to America and say, oh, people who carry guns, you imagine.
You know, that's the UK except for
it's
you.
It's legal.
Yeah, of course it's legal in America, but... Yeah. It's such a great area because, like...
Yeah.
The UK knives is... equivalent to American guns, but obviously in the UK, knives are
illegal.
No, it's different. How? What's different?
Because guns are legal in America.
Yeah, it's legal.
It's completely different.
Yeah,
of course, it's a complex issue, though, so there's many layers to it. You can't... I don't really agree with your statement, but I hear what you mean.
What statement do you not agree with?
That you should shame everyone who carries knives. A knife.
Why should they not be shamed?
Because the statement itself is right. But obviously, there's layers to
course, there's
the
so much layers to it, bro.
Why well, someone might carry a knife because of this, that, and that. So
if every single person is shamed and they don't carry knives and they have no other choice but to fight with their hands,
shame doesn't stop people, bro. Shame don't stop people, bro.
Moms, bro.
The only way if
no one can I'm not carrying a knife today. Don't shame me. Do you know what I mean?
The sentences should be higher. Like, these men should be getting 25 to life.
For carrying a knife?
Yes, for carrying a knife. You realize that once you carry a knife into an outside spot, the chat obviously you're 9 times out of 10 and you're in that environment. And 9 times out of 10 is you're willing to take a life.
Not necessarily take
a life. But that's you like.
Thinking of like what you see.
Yeah, some people carry it just so that they feel safe.
Okay, look for that that uncle situation with the guy that was in the car with the uncle, and obviously they obviously tried to stay in him and whatnot. Cool, he was minding his own business. Obviously, I don't know what the situation is.
That's not a good you. He's not
a good you, of course, but what? So because he's not carrying, if he wasn't carrying, what going for him then, isn't it?
Mortar on I can't lie, I'll be sorry. I don't care for I don't feel bad for these guys, bro.
No, I don't care for him, but
I don't care because on another day, it's him doing the same thing. So I don't care about him carrying, him not carrying. He was just lacking that day.
That's an issue.
That's his
man.
Own jam.
And I look, you feel like he got set
on
up.
On another day, he'll do the same thing to someone else, bro. So me, I don't care about that. All I know is uncle really started driving when he saw that money in it. And that's real, though.
Uncle
I can't
drive.
Lie.
Would you drive?
If I was a driver, like imagine I'm in my own car and he hopped in my car and said, drive, and he pulled out.
Oh, bro, I'm doing Dominic Toretto, bro.
It's so crazy.
Dominic Toretto.
I'm off, bro.
I'm the type of person to store, you know, like.
That's because you haven't. Anyway.
For me, it's like, I don't know why it took money for him to actually start driving, because it's either one. I would have locked my car so that I can be like, yo, I can't lie, I don't want to be involved.
No, but he can't lock your car when.
He was more worried, about, oh, my car. My window's broken.
No, but it's not his fault.
That's his job.
Yeah, but in that moment,
obviously,
you
can just tell he has no survival skills.
Yeah, no survival skills.
He probably was in shock himself. Do you know what I mean?
I hear it, but...
What everyday person, man in his own business, is getting his car smashed, like, deep it. someone in the back is literally getting poked.
But I feel like once my car gets smashed, that would have been my catalyst to drive off. Especially yeah, I'm off.
I get the driver.
Get the driver. Get the driver. Yeah,
that, whoever that person is, you're evil. You're evil. You're evil like, for that.
Get me for what?
Bro, I'd have had to tap rescue. Like, are you talking about me? Like,
I can't lie. If I was wicked, I would just lower the back seat windows. Get him. Leave me alone. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Those are wide open anyway.
Yeah, that's smashing your
window. From the time someone smashed your window, like, bro, I'm done.
I'd have been gone, bro. Anyway, like,
I hear Uncle, though. He's saying, oh, my car is my. Brother, drive the car.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah, shout him out, though, man. I hope I make him a GoFundMe or something.
Yeah, I hope everything goes well for the guy because that must have been a traumatic experience.
Guy or the driver. He should have tried to capitalize like all these men in the UK. Should have made a rap song or something.
Guy or the driver?
What do you mean? Oh, no.
The driver.
Driver.
Oh, okay. The guy.
Bro, I was making clear in it. Like.
If he got taken, then that would have just been another statistic. Like, and that would have been due to the cause of his actions.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Unfortunately.
I kid you not. Like, rarely a time would you just see a normal person being attacked by like all these guys. Like, they came for you. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. If they're coming for you, they had an agenda with you based on something
you've
done to them.
There's a reason why you got set up. You know what I'm saying?
You get
it? Yeah. To an extent, yeah. I agree.
That's very sad.
His dad used that moment quick time.
Yeah. His dad made an Instagram post talking about, oh, this is my son. Like, I need you to... And I haven't been the right father. This is da-da-da. Like, call me or whatever. Like, I can't sleep if I don't speak to you or whatever. He's just basically a little boy.
You can,
guy,
bro.
Yeah, of course.
You can sleep. Because how do you let your son get to that point anyways? If you're in his life, he probably wouldn't have done it. Sorry, I don't care. Bro, I don't care anymore. What are you going to do? Come jump me then. I don't do that. I'm a good dude, bro.
But now it's crazy. But even speaking of all this, like, riots and stuff, like, it's so mad because racism is still, like, a very, very, like, big detriment to, like, our community. And it's like, you see even in America where like the Sonia Massey got killed by the police officer.
Bro, that was nasty, man.
It was crazy.
That's dark.
That was too dark, man.
It was crazy.
Like there's some stuff that I see and this thing like,
bro. I'll be real, I can't even speak on it too tough because I couldn't bring myself to watch the entire video.
I did not even watch it.
Did you know? I watched the whole thing, bro. Wait.
But all I know is that it seems like there's a huge disconnect emotionally with the police officers, especially in America. Because obviously he called a crazy B-word after. And it's nuts because like, that's someone's you know, daughter
mother,
someone's mother,
sister,
someone's sister. Like, that is crazy. So to do that and then have no remorse, and the guy was so... I mean, but that's America, isn't it? I don't know what type of environment they've created there to where police officers feel like that. Because quite frankly, in the UK... That couldn't happen, unfortunately. But then again,
nah, it couldn't happen.
It couldn't happen.
It would really happen.
Again, we spoke about this. Just generally, like, let's say
the police officers in the UK,
they don't tend to do that because it's very more covert in the UK. Like, if they're gonna do something to you, it'll be a systematic type thing. They're not going to a police officer is not gonna slam you down.
Well,
I don't know.
Did you not see the incident?
Break you and then call you a crazy.
Is it not Manchester Airport or something like that? Where the police officer kicked.
No. Did you see the guy?
Yeah, obviously.
There was a video how the guy, some guy,
at that point, he was on the floor. He was already being pinned down and then he came in and kicked his head.
But how many of those situations? It's rare. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in the UK, but it's very rare.
But you need to understand, America is like 100 times the size of the UK.
Same size as Texas, bro.
I hear it. I just think that in America it's a bit of a different thing. Again, it's a bigger country, so of course more chance of bad police officers, but it's a different vibe out there. Because for that to happen out here, obviously police officers aren't really killing people in the UK like that. We don't have guns like that. But if anything along the lines was to happen, riots are rioting.
Yeah.
I can't lie. If we started rioting here, let's say black people start rioting, would you mind riot too?
No.
Oh.
Would you?
I would.
I don't know. Maybe like a P5, then I'm done.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not rioting.
But that's not rioting.
That's just stealing.
That's just leaving.
But I'm rioting.
No, rioting. That's not protesting. Like,
but I'm liberating myself.
Not necessarily.
With a P5.
You're using the whole situation to
gain. For something personal.
I would say selfish interest, but that's like...
No, it is.
Selfish interest.
It is selfish interest.
You man don't want a P5, no. I mean, you have a P5. No, but it's easy to talk when you have a P5.
No, but
you have one. I don't have one.
No, but there's other things that I don't have that I could get if there was a rap. I wouldn't do it.
Like a new car now.
A new what?
You're gonna store a new car, yeah.
Come on, buddy.
No, but come on.
Come on, buddy.
People usually target like designer stores and all that type of stuff where it's like,
I'm not target. I want a P5.
I don't feel the need to
steal.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I feel like you're
I was just content, bro. Just content.
Yeah. But okay, you need to write for the right things, do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Obviously, the writing that they're doing right now is kind of pointless, do you know what I mean? Because they're just doing it unprovoked. But like, for example, if you're writing for taxes, understandable, do you know what I mean?
Or tax. I don't think, actually, even riots, I don't think you need
a... You don't need a riot. You need protest. Yeah. Riot is
but
crazy.
See, one thing with me, yeah, I'm protest. I feel like protests...
Mm.
I feel like they really don't do much.
Wait, question, sorry.
I really don't feel like
I'm sorry to cut you off.
You see, we're talking about GMs, yeah, and like these knives and that. So where are these GMs now when these men are rioting, like the racist riots? I like go defend your block.
Someone was saying...
Is that not the whole point?
Someone was literally saying on Twitter, they were like, oh, there's a reason why these EDOG members are not coming to like the Peckham sides, the thingy sides. And I was just like, bro, like, are we just promoting like the degeneracy of black people? Like,
but that's not necessary. But the white people degeneracy is right in front of you.
Of course, yeah. But as a black person, like you calling out Peckham and all that sides, there's an agenda of what you're trying to say.
Of course, there's more black people there.
No, it's not that.
That's
not,
exactly it's, the. It's there's nothing not else that, more about
it's
it.
It's not that.
They are going to white areas because they feel safe. They won't come to a black area because it's not about being a gang member. If you go to a black, heavily populated area and you try riot, racist riots, you're going to get banged.
Yeah, you think... Come on, bro.
It's not like they're saying black people go place? And find
Asians,
them. But...
The Asians are doing like, basically like the retaliation and so like, bro, them are not doing their thing. Like, bro, and it's just a small group of Asian people against all these... EDL people, bro. I'm telling you,
EDL members.
If these EDL people, were to rise the Peckham, bro, forget the GMs, just the normal black people. I feel like there's a reason why these people are funny, I feel like low key, our people, we overpower them every single time.
That's too funny.
So if they were to come to like the black areas and try to like, do their riots, bro, it'll be long.
Can you imagine an EDL member down Peckham Strip? Fuck it. Fuck
it.
Show the hair shot. Fuck it.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
Yo, that'd be too funny, bro.
That is crazy, bro. Oh, my
gets lost from the group, ends up in a hair salon. Oh, shit.
Bro, I was going back home yesterday, and there was these three guys that just came to me and they were just talking, like, obviously they're white. They were just talking to me and they were like, oh, how you doing, bro? You good? And obviously, with the riots going on, I'm so assuming the worst, innit? Because these men are like, they're drunk, innit? And the shirts are off and there. So I'm like...
Oh, hey, so I'm about to get cracking,
But would you get a cracking, though?
I was... I'll hit one and run. If I see an opening, I'm gone.
Would you run?
I'll run. Like, if I can see an opening, I'll run for my life.
Oh, you're not getting man, bro. Three guys.
He's not quick.
No, but I'll still run. No, but even then, like, there's the adrenaline that hits you when you're running for your life.
Nah,
like,
these man play Sunday league. You're
good. Bro, it's not about you.
Bro, there's like...
Them man are grabbing you, bro.
I remember a time, obviously, I must have told you a story. Like, back in Nigeria, when, like, a dog licked my feet in the dark. Like, I came out of a car. No, but listen. I came out of a car and the dog just licked my feet. And obviously, I was a small boy back then, bro. I ran.
Oh, is this the story where you got hit?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's peak.
But I ran, like, it was crazy. Like, you know, so that the adrenaline, the point is just like, the adrenaline can hit you when it's a life or death situation.
You're not going nowhere, bro. Yeah. You're the slowest on the pod.
I'm not disputing that.
Okay, just making sure you know. Who's the fastest on the pod?
Me.
Nah.
You're the fastest on the pod.
Timmy's the fastest.
This is going to be the funniest clip. Guys. I'm the fastest in the pod. V thinks he's the fastest, Abby.
Do you want to? Yeah, of course I do.
What's the next
clip? Okay, so we're going to stitch this.
Next clip.
Why should you be talking? You should not be
my
talking.
My people, hold on. My people's know what I'm going for Erastus, bro.
I know where my specialties come in, so you
might
know
I used to actually like do athletics. Like,
yeah, same, bro.
100 meters. You know how fast I can run 100 meters,
bro. I feel like, let me say, from an unbiased point of view, Timmy is the fastest on the pod.
Bro, because you went to school with him,
I'm probably by a mile. The three of them are extremely athletic. Like, they've been doing sports their whole life. But I kid you not, I've seen Timmy do things that are, like, It seemed impossible. Yo, glazing. I'm more glazing. Oh, I'm more glazing.
Wow. I'm still telling me to do things.
Guys, don't want to give flowers. Wait, this nigga
did. He did 100 meters, 200 meters. Yes. I did a 400 meter.
Wow.
He won. He got
like I haven't done that myself.
From the time, no offense, but from the time you get a girlfriend, athleticism is gone. It's gone.
Cool, guys. So the what are you trying to say? The
athleticism is gone.
Athleticism from when you have a girlfriend is gone. So that means my athleticism is gone.
If I beat
these two, what does that say? No.
If you beat V, don't try to agree with me.
Is he actually still fast? Is he actually still fast?
I can't lie, you said that
because you beat V and I'll beat you.
I've had over 2 years out of football now, so I've not done any athletics.
Guys,
you've been doing basketball that whole time.
I was doing it for content. I don't actually want to race.
Come see, guys.
Nah, for the TikTok, we'll get it after race after this.
No, 100%.
Yeah, have to. I'm not doing it, but you three do it.
Oh, yeah, you video it, innit?
Yeah, I'll video it, of course.
Man, you have to, and I'm going to...
Well, you won't do a whole 100 meters, but we'll do like...
Usain Bolt's 100 meter record is 9.58.
Yeah.
Bro, I can do it.
You can't do 10.5.
If you're really fast, you'll probably do 11. You can't hit 10.
Yeah.
No, I can hit 10.
You can't hit 10.
I can hit 10.
You know who you sound like? You know that girl who says she can run 200 meters in 13 seconds?
I can do that though.
Oh my days.
Bro, you run in 10.
I remember there was a time your brother asked me, what do I run 200 meters? And I must have said 10 seconds.
Guys.
Everybody died, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No cap. I think I'll forever hold the trophy.
I think I might be. I saw who was talking about this. What's that podcast called? 90s Babies.
Mm-hmm.
I think these man did the same thing with one of their guests. They're talking about
what's his name? The Nems guy, innit?
Yeah. I told you now.
He was talking shit. The one who brought up the convo was talking shit. He got smoked after.
But I tell you what now, I'm the fastest podcast in the UK.
You're the fastest podcaster.
The fact that you just call myself a podcaster is wild as well, but I'm the fastest podcaster in the UK.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to challenge that,
literally.
You're gonna have to beat him and him first before we like give you all the contestants.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, before you even publish.
He said it now on the pod though.
My people's not one, innit?
Actually, Afi's not a podcaster.
Don't know what type of
Afi bangs ball though.
I'm a generational. Yeah,
I'm not running.
Bro's got a pro at Aces, bro.
And you bang ball.
I don't bang ball.
No, you bang ball.
Bangs.
And you bang ball.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's the
what do you mean?
It depends on the levels though.
Yeah, bro. Afi's been playing football. He's injured now, but he is. What?
Yeah, he's.
He's not stopped playing football for the last how many years?
No, I know where my skills lie. Don't worry.
Where do your skills lie?
Bro, I take the best videos on the pod. Like,
okay. You take the best
next
videos.
Next clip. Yeah. Next part.
I said, okay.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to disagree with you.
Bro.
I was like, what?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, nah, that's crazy though. But
I can't lie, if I lose that race, cut it.
No way.
That's what we're doing.
No way.
No, we can't.
Guys, I'll smash all these cameras, bro.
That's fine.
Guys, please.
If someone said this race,
it's not funny.
Do you wanna give your hot take? The hot take that you made.
Yeah. Oh my days. I can't deal with getting cooked on TikTok, bro.
You're not getting cooked.
I mean, I've never been cooked, but I couldn't deal with it anyways. Cool. So we had a conversation at last pod, and we just mentioned something about parents and hitting your kids, whatever. And I just had a hot take, and land, like, stay with me now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, hot take again, beating your child is lazy parenting.
No.
But what I mean,
what I mean by that is
I'm not saying, because I got beat, I'm not calling my mother lazy. I'm not saying parent is lazy, but I mean, in the literal sense of, there is obviously other ways. Like, there is time you can take to really understand your child. Being a child also doesn't equate to good parenting as well. The same way it doesn't equate to bad parenting. But it's just like, there is other ways. Of course, those other ways may be longer. And it's not always efficient. And it might not even be viable. Because really and truly, not every parent can take that time to, you know, work through with kids, talk them through this, and understand how your kid handles information, process information. Because quite frankly, a lot of African parents, they'll just beat you.
But there's a
saying.
Because
that's how they were taught.
There's a saying, those who don't hear must feel.
Of course.
You get it.
No, see, like now, that saying is very, very, very crazy, I can't lie.
It's not crazy.
It's a true statement.
No, it's not crazy.
How is that not?
Because they say those who don't hear must feel. If you're being told not to do something repeatedly, it's like a baby. You tell a baby, don't come out, don't jump down from the bed just like that. They don't listen, they try it. You know how babies keep trying to do a different thing? They keep trying it. Coming out, obviously they're short. They can't reach the floor like that. They'll fall down. You just have to let them experience that. If you don't hear it, you'll feel the pain.
Absolutely.
And that's just that saying. It's not like those who don't hear must feel, and I'll beat you 1,000 times. I know. If you don't listen to the words of my mouth, you will listen to the words of the belt.
Okay, but crazy. My question is this. The reason why I'm saying that the whole beating, like, let me, of course there's discipline in your child, right? But if we've established that discipline in your child always doesn't work, because for example, we said on the pod last time, those kids who are doing knife crime, more time are the kids that will have strict parents. Not that that's good parenting, but they'll have strict parents. They'll be scared of their parents. They'll have a curfew at home. They'll get beat, but they still do this stuff. So therefore, when you deep it, it's like, yo, what is the real purpose of disciplining your child? Of course, there is parameters in which you can do it and it's healthy in terms of like you're teaching them the right stuff. But really and truly, do you think you'll beat the, like, not to get personal, but it's like, you know, there's times where you're growing up, yeah, where you are just getting beat. And it's not because of anything. Of course, you're getting disciplined, but that's what your parents learned from. There's times your parents could have sat you down and said, yo, or maybe found out why you process things a certain way. Do you get it?
But
I'm not saying.
I understand. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. You're not wrong. But the whole premise is that I don't know how to work. I didn't like me getting beat. Yeah. There were times where I felt like, bro, you could have just spoken to me in the. But did it help me? Yes. And it helped me in the way of like when I tried to do that certain thing again, I always remembered if I get caught, this is what's gonna happen. Because she's told me so many times and she's hit me.
Can I interrupt you quick? You see how you said if you get caught, you find ways around it?
No, I just didn't do it. Obviously, again, it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah,
but I just didn't do it. Again, you'll find ways around it. But even then, that doesn't necessarily mean that, hitting your children is a wrong thing. I would personally say, don't go into a thing of, yeah, I'll hit my kids like if they do anything wrong. Like, because there's different ways that you could actually talk to people.
Yeah.
But sometimes spare the rod and spoil the child. Is that what it says? Spare the rod and spoil the child. Like, that's how it is. Like, you can't, sometimes you,
yeah,
it would negate that force to be used.
Yeah.
But there's people that abuse it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? There's people, I've seen people abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to your point, the people that are doing all this knife crime, I've said it again, you know, when we were saying that, oh, is he a product of bad parenting? Their parents are not strict. You cannot tell me their parents are strict. The strict friends that I had growing up, very rarely would they be allowed to leave their house.
See, that's...
cool.
Very rarely would they be allowed to leave their house. Yes, when they leave, they might do something outrageous. They might do this, they might do that. But I kid you not, I cannot name one strict friend that I had. Because I know what they got, but I cannot name one strict friend that I had that got into knife, bro, that got into a gang. I cannot name one.
Can I interject? There's actually a couple things I want to say, but in terms of what you just said right now, there's no way. The kids who are actually kept at home the most are actually the kids who got up to the most dumb
Literally, bro. The most rebellious, bro.
You need to understand
of course, but do they go as far as knife crime?
They can't because they don't have that much freedom.
Okay.
It does not mean that the people who now are involved in knife crime don't have strict parents. You need to understand that a lot of these kids, like a lot of people who are involved in knife crime, like he said, they're shook of their parents. But the reason why they're in this knife crime is due to the environment they're in. Yeah. Parents you have does not determine what life you're going to have. Obviously, it has an influence, but it's the environment that you're brought up in is who determines who you're going to be.
Name me.
That's why it says people who...
You don't have to name names.
That's why I say the friends who flock together...
You see the state I grew up on? I'll start listing names.
Don't even name names, but just tell me, you know, an example of a person that we all know that was scared of their parents and they were in that environment.
Are you going to blank it?
Mm-hmm. Scared of his parents?
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Wait,
I promise you.
No, he wasn't.
His mom used to... Bro, that's my... Like, I can't even say it on camera.
Well, no, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
And this is someone who grew up with him.
He wanted, that's he like want, my cousin, he bro. Wanted this guy was getting, he wanted to change.
He wanted to
but
change.
But he was not. He
but,
was not scared.
But that's down to him, though. He saw his life and he had to... Obviously, if you don't hear, you must feel. He did what he did. He suffered the consequences. But that guy was scared. He has respect for his mum, bro. Having respect for your mum doesn't mean it will stop you from doing stuff. It just means... Do you know what I'm saying?
Same time, you know I can also say as well?
Yeah, bro. He's a...
Oh, they'll never start, bro.
When I say some guys, they have pure like Nigerian traditional parents, literally, but they bro. Still like you will look at them and you think, oh, my man's no offense, but oh, you can say, oh, my man's Jamaican or something like that. Mm. You know, parents who don't really have
strict. Oh, Lord.
No, wait, that's what I said. Like, don't kill me. You know when they say Jamaican parents because you don't feel like they're strict, but this guy had two Nigerian parents, strict traditional parents, and he was still doing up whatever. I'm just saying, I feel like it's the environment that you're in or the environment that you put yourself in. Because you could have the strictest parents. And you know the way you said that the parents won't allow them to go outside, but yes, they might get up to a matting. The parents that don't let their children go outside, they don't have time to actually navigate the world. They don't have time to actually see, you know what, being with these guys makes me behave in this way. Mm-hmm. Or being with these guys makes me behave in this way. How about, okay, every time I go out, what's the first place that I have quick access to? If it's not that environment, you're going to end up doing literally, that shit. Bro. And you'll go home, go back, dobale, hello ma, wash plates, everything. Mm. When you're outside,
I've seen certain men.
Bro.
I think the problem is that in this conversation with me and you is that, or even in the whole convo, is that we're equating strict parenting with good parenting. That's the problem. Because you can be strict, like you said, you can go home, you can foster it to your parents.
Being a strict parent does not necessarily mean you're a good parent, of course.
Of course.
But not drawing a line with your child is bad parenting.
Nah. Of course. But this is what I'm saying. You're saying one or the other, though.
See,
strict parent, if we've established strict parent is not good parenting, then what's the point of saying drawing, if yeah, not drawing, but that's like, it's, no, you're missing.
Parenting, you need to understand, yeah, that parenting, there's no blueprint. It's just a generic term. Literally. You need to understand that my parents are different from your parents.
Of course.
But you can now say both our parents are strict, but mine's not as strict as yours.
Of course.
The reason why I say that is that parenting is just a generic form. Now, I have a child, he has a child, you have a child. The way I behave with my child, the way I would want to behave is that you build a level of understanding with your child. Mm-hmm. You know who this person is. Not that, okay, cool, this is a child, you obey me. Nah. It's I understand who you are as a person. I'm going to bring you up in a way where it's, how do I say it? Like, it's a good moral way or with my beliefs. Does that make sense? Now, it depends who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. If you believe that, let's say like, oh, I don't like black people. My son's going to be brought up. I don't like black people. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
but
it's
if there's a thing where, okay, in this Christian family, I'm going to bring you up like this. These are the things I do not want you to do. But where you now said that those who don't listen must feel is where now, if he's not following my teachings and my rules, they will understand it themselves later on in life. However, if it's a really destructive thing, like as in, I tell him not to steal, but he's always stealing. Really? And I know stealing leads to jail. Mm-hmm. That's where I bring in my I become the enforcer and I let him know that if you steal,
this is your consequence.
These are the life consequences.
Of course, but you're right. But that still coincides with the point of those who don't hear must feel.
That's what obviously, there's different
small little things that parents can just be like, oh, they'll tell you a limited amount of times, don't do that again. But there's things where they'll be like, don't do that again, you do it. Don't do that again, you do it. Now they feel like they have to enforce that thing to deter you
from
that.
But that's what I'm saying. Have you got to the point where you, like, see, now cool. You guys know something about, like, addictive personalities, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you like something, they like it too much, yeah? Cool. Let's say a child now has an addictive personality to, let's say, like, sweets. Do you know what I'm saying? But you know sweets are not good for you. Don't eat sweets. He goes to eat sweets every single time. You can't beat the addiction out of someone. You need to understand that, okay, cool. My child has an addictive personality, so I need to give them these things in small increments.
No, but that's you're right.
Hold on, wait. Let me just quickly.
Yes, don't eat sweets, and they keep going to buy sweets. Now, what would you do? Those who don't hear must feel. They won't feel bad by you beating them. They'll feel by you telling them that you must not see sweets in this house. You stop buying snacks and all those type of things. Again, that's the deterrent of, because you've now abused the way I buy things for you. You get what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. But in that case, why instead of removing the problem so that now in the future when that problem has access to them, because they're gonna grow up, they're gonna leave.
When sweets are now, bro, they have money
and they now can access sweets. They will abuse it. High blood pressure, obesity. Diabetes. Instead of now giving it to you in small increments, or saying, cool, you're not listening to me, but all right, cool, you know what? this is what I'm going to do for you now. This is just my style, innit? Mm-hmm. You kind of show them the consequences. Ah, cool. You say, sweet, I'm not doing that for you. You want to keep doing it? Keep doing your 5K runs. You can't get below this time. Get below this time. Now there's a consequence. I take away those sweets. Does that make sense? So my child knows that he's working towards something, yeah, that he wants. However, it's within my limits. That's what you're saying. You have to have a boundary with your child.
I hear it.
Yeah. And my point I was just going to add to that was he's right with the whole thing of that's like proactive parenting. Like, because the same way, what's that phrase? One size doesn't fit all or something like that. The same way now we might have came out okay because we got beat, yeah?
Mm.
If your child has an addictive personality, that's not going to work for them, bro. Once they leave that household, they are screwed. Same thing with people when they go uni. They've been coddled or they've been, you know, put in this box, yeah? Once they get out and they have that freedom, they are screwed because they don't know how to manage their emotions. Every time they get mad, their parent will beat them and they have to suck in their emotions. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? They get to other places now in life where, as an adult, you have to regulate your emotions. They don't know how to do that.
Were you been beat like growing up?
100%.
Like,
I'll be real.
To be fair, I think my mom did it. I think my mom did it in like the most sensible way you could. Like, I didn't get beat like that. Obviously, every time I think I got beat when I was younger by my mom, I deserved it. I'm not gonna lie.
So. Yeah, see, with me, I grew up in like
I was breaking windows and shit.
Yeah. Traditional Nigerian home, but I feel like, look, with our generation, we need to change that meaning because I feel like the traditional Nigerian home that we were brought up in terms of discipline is actually from a place of a lot of trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I don't know if that's a
no. Of course, I hear
that's,
it.
That's what I believe because I feel like. Why are you really beating your child because like he forgot to wash the plates?
Or you like, drop milk or whatever. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that excessive type of beating was from a place of trauma because back home, you were brought up to be a perfectionist. That's the thing. I feel like Nigerians, I can only speak for Nigerians, but Nigerians, they have this mentality of like, if you're not perfect you're not anything at all. Like, if you get a B in your, they're like, oh, because you're stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's that TikTok guy name?
I see what he tries to do there.
No, that's what they say.
I see what he tries to do.
You know that, I think his name is like Asha Glean, is how you say his name?
Yeah.
I remember he was saying how he's got like ADHD and things like that. And he was saying how his mom basically like neglected.
But that's not his mom's fault. I won't lie to you.
They're not educated.
It's not
but that's what I'm saying with like from like African household. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because we're not educated on certain things.
I really do feel
that's what like I mean with education. The lazy thing though. It's not necessarily their fault, they just don't know any better. The same way now he's talking about getting beat for every little thing. Well, actually, there's a line though, because how much further can we keep saying they don't know better? Because of course, with African parents, yeah, not all of them, but some of them, generally speaking, they won't have known the type of, I don't know, love or like caring type of nature because they never received it.
Mm.
But then you can't keep saying they don't know better because you have to know better at some point.
We've learned. See, what's crazy is that?
I think we chose to learn.
I'll say this for a fact. We have learned better because we've grown up in a different environment.
Not necessarily.
If I was living in Nigeria right now to this current day, I guarantee you for a fact, I will still hold the same traditional values that I held since I was born.
That's because you're not being open-minded, though.
It's not about not being open-minded. It's the environment. It's the environment that you're in.
No,
because not everyone.
You know, there's actually parents in Nigeria that actually.
Well, not literally. Yes, but those are the people who have gone out and they've seen different parts of the world. I can guarantee you for a fact, the Nigerians that have never been outside the country, they don't know anything but their traditional values.
I'm going to give my honest opinion. I feel like the parents, you know the way you're thinking that if I was in Nigeria, I'll be da da da. I feel like that type of thinking is lazy.
Yes.
No,
how is it?
No, it's not. Are you saying for the parents or for me?
The point that you just gave, like those parents. That
no, but it's not lazy for them because they don't know anything else than they're not even on social media to see the different things
What you need to understand is that sometimes in this life, yeah, you need to understand that the way I felt, do I want this one to feel like that? Like, bro, the way I spoke today, I didn't learn that from my parents. I didn't learn that from anywhere. It was like social media. I've learned that through the experiences that I've went through. I didn't have no addictive personality or anything like that. But I was like, you know what? My mom, I used to feel like my mom is my mom. I can't even call her like my friend. Like, my mom is straight my mom, like more of a boss at work. Mm-hmm. They don't understand you as a person. So when you make a mistake, they just see it as this person, like I told them to do it. They just didn't do it. They're defying me. Does that make sense? African parents feel like you're defying them instead of making mistakes. Again, that's the problem. But if you were still in Nigeria,
right, you're right, but again, it goes back to the traditional values that I've been saying.
Yeah, but you're not getting, no, trauma. It's like, okay, cool. The point is, yes, of course, we're not saying it's their fault, but there comes a time where you'd have to know, because regardless of what you see on social media, this and this, bro, you're a human, you're emotion-based.
Yeah.
You have now experienced this trauma, it didn't feel good, it's up to you to change that,
yeah.
Regardless of anything. Do you get it? Like, I hear what you mean, yeah, and I understand why you'd feel that way, and I agree, but my point is just like, there has to be a line drawn where, because if you don't draw the line, it continues. That's where you get generational curses, because this guy had trauma, passed it to this guy, and then this guy. That's to be a time where you, regardless of what you're seeing, you'd have to be like, yo,
I think you have to choose. You have to choose.
You have to choose.
That's why
I agreed with when he said the lazy parenting. I look for the definition of lazy parenting. It's just trying to copy
what everything your parents did to your child,
because you grew up, you figured out life, you came calm, he will do the same.
Literally.
Does that make sense? But I feel like if you were to have your own, that's why I said parenting is a whole generic term. The way you want your child's life to be, like, you need to think about this. When my child grows up, yeah, how is he going to describe me as a parent? Mm-hmm. What are the things he's going to take from me? What I want my child to take from me is that, cool, when I have a child of my own, he knows who I am. Like, I can say that up until the age of 18 or whenever they leave, I knew who that kid was.
Growing up.
I'm not saying that he needs to tell me everything. Obviously, there'll be things where, you know,
keep
like,
private, of course,
do,
yeah.
But in terms of us, there's an understanding. Like, if you misbehave, I will at least be able to be like, okay, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. Not, he defied me, vile. Oh yeah, bring the belts. Go off. Yeah.
So following on from that, do you think that it's your responsibility to take care of your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely
100%.
Would. I don't think I could. The way I was, because of the relationship I have with my mom, there's no way in hell that I can.
So just your mom, not your dad.
What relationship do I have with my dad?
I'm just asking. Say, so just your mom, not your dad.
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with my dad. So what does that need to take care of in a minute? But with my mom, it's like, she sacrificed a lot for me. Now that she's going to get older and things like that, I need to obviously pay my way forward with that. I mean, I can't just let my mom go to a care home or something like that and just leave her there. You know, the sacrifices that she done, things that she's willingly done for me, things like that.
Do you think you feel obliged to be like, I'm just trying to...
No, of course.
Do you think you feel obliged to be like that because you have a single mom? Like, do you think you feel obliged to take care of your mom because obviously you came from a single parent household? Because a lot of people, and obviously it's different for you, but like, okay, for example, I'm making an assumption.
No, of course.
You see the way you want to take care of your parents, it's more of like a, okay, my parents have, obviously they're doing fine. Mm. I want to make them proud. With you, do you ever feel like it's more of a crippling feeling like I have to do this, otherwise what my mama has done for me means nothing?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, same for me, like on a deep one, I came from a single parent household, like it's more of a monkey on your back. I think that's the term.
No,
like,
of course.
You got to do this.
Everything that she basically done was
kind
of pointless.
Worth nothing. Whereas for you, it's more like, I want to make my parents proud. I want to do this. But I don't know.
I feel like me personally, it's always been a thing where, I don't know whether it's like traditional thing where, but it's always been a thing where like, you will always want to get to the stage where you can take care of them. You know,
yeah.
Like, you want them
100%.
You want to like see all the sacrifices, all the hard work, they can now just rest and then you take over. Now, I agree. Mm. Yeah, we're taking it. Now, I'm going to obviously, just for conversation, I'm going to flip on. Do you feel like I said, you guys are just obliged to do it? Because do you feel like you're basically running into the same cycle they were? Because now, they are obviously, you know, they're sending money back home. Do you feel like you now taking care of them is going to put you in the same position as them and then you expect...
No.
Impossible. Don't ever... No. If back home, they cannot ask me for money, bro.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. You're not getting it. Me, master, you should send me money as well.
Literally. Let's all share again, together. We're sending money back home.
I'm not... By the way, I'm not just talking about sending money back home, but... The reason I take that back. Yeah, bro.
Ooh, that's
the reason why I'm saying sending money... I'm not saying talking about sending money back home to your uncle, to this uncle that never knew you.
Mm.
It's about the parents. So they are taking care of their parents, but they're in the situation that they're in. Maybe, like, not wealthy. You know what I'm saying? You now get to the point where you're, like, making calm money, and now you're, like, okay, now I need to start taking care of my parents because I'm making money. Do you feel like that's now putting you in the same position?
No, because you need to deep it. But coming from like from us now, our parents came from Africa, came here for a better life. They've done so much to give us the position we're in now. Do you know what I mean? You know, you're in uni, you're working, I'm working. Do you know what I mean? So they've done a lot of things to put us in a better place. There's no way in hell now that I'm now gone through these life experiences, I've now made it to where I am. my mom's near retirement or she's gonna living by herself. I have my own family. There's no way in hell that I'm now not gonna go and take care of my mom. It's kind of like, why would I? How can my mom do all of this stuff for me now that she's ready to, you know, rest her feet? I'm not even there to even give her support. Do you know what I mean? Like,
can I ask another question again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cool. You say rest her feet, yeah. What if now that's the job of a parent? To take care of their child to the point, basically like birds. You nest the child mm-hmm. until it has its own wings and it can fly away.
Of course.
Would the child come back now and start feeding the parent?
It's not about feeding the parent, but it's supporting. Yeah. Like, you not support your parent. I feel like that's wicked.
No, bro. Like I said.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Sometimes, that's actually what goes through my mind sometimes. Like, maybe.
You're right. The only thing is, sorry.
That was my question.
My only thing was like, literally, you're right. But that's only applicable to a perfect world, isn't it? You know, you come from a nuclear household, mom, dad there, they're comfortable, they set you up, you leave, you go live your life. Like, that is really, I'm saying,
I feel like even if I had my dad in my life, I think I'll still do the same thing. Like, I don't know. How
but you wouldn't feel so, like...
obliged to.
Bro, it's do or die. Let's be real.
I feel like here we're saying it's more of a thing where you're like, nah, this is my homie. Like, we came from the trenches together. Yeah. That's why we need to go up. Is that what
you're trying to say? Yeah. It's do or die, bro. Like, really and truly, if you don't get to that point in life where
you're able to take
Take care of your mom, you feel like you failed in life.
I feel like if I'm not able to...
Because that's the whole motivation.
Yeah, that's my prayer in life. Either to retire my mom early or, you know, just put her in a lot better position when she is retired. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Another question. Would you guys put your parents in a care home?
No, impossible.
Like even a best facility care home?
Impossible,
oh,
bro.
Maybe the best facility.
Nah, bro.
It depends.
Nah.
I don't think anyone can take care of my parents better than I can.
Literally, I feel like I have to either... It's either my mom lives with me...
But let's be mature. Are we saying she has, like a medical condition? Because
retirement home.
Your mom now.
She's old. No, then yeah, she can chill with me, coach with me. I don't care.
Do you get what I mean? Like, she can have her own little townhouse, like, locally. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, based off, obviously, what's on my parenting and stuff, I saw a tweet, and it was actually interesting. It was like, hold on, let me find it before I misquote. But I saw a tweet that this girl put, and she basically said that boys aren't easier to raise, they're just easier to neglect. And what do you think about that? Because it had me thinking. I was like, you know what?
This is actually a good spin-off to the convo.
Yeah, but I was actually thinking, when I saw it, I was like, raw, like, because obviously that the whole thing, like, oh, you just let boys into the world. But I thought, actually, it's a good point to raise because they might just be easier to neglect. You kind of let them do their own thing. A lot of guys go through a lot of stuff by themselves to, like you said, here you must feel. There's a lot of feeling when you're a guy, of course. Mm. But there's a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of trial and error, mistakes to be made where I feel like, even now, if I had a daughter, I'm not letting my daughter jam to learn. Whereas if I had a son...
impossible.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Yeah, I hear what you... I get what you mean. Right, now. I was getting a bit lost, but I know what you mean now.
I need to think about that.
So what was it? Say again one time.
Basically, so the tweet basically said, boys aren't easier to raise, they're just easier to neglect.
A bit of both.
I don't feel like...
I feel like pulling and asking my mom, you know?
I don't feel... Okay. Boys... I don't think it's easier to neglect boys than girls. However, there's a point where a boy needs to become a man and he needs to experience these things by himself. From the age of like 0 to 16, 17, 15 to 17, you can start giving them the independence. Does that make
15?
Sense?
Yeah. I
feel
that's a bit too late.
You do that with a girl?
No. That's what I'm saying, boy. I'm talking about boy.
I think 15 is too late.
Nah, I feel like that's the time. Because obviously, by the time you get 15, 16, I think that's year 10, year 11, isn't it?
Yeah.
Year time, you need to know how to actually be by yourself.
Nah.
Up until year 9, no way.
I had,
but for girls, like, let's put it plain and simple. They are forever going to be vulnerable. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And with a girl, you would always want to keep them
in a
show. I would always want my daughter to basically be in a perfect world. I know it's a bit like... it's an oxymoron that you let your son see the world for what it is. But my daughter, I don't feel like women will ever need to see any hardship in the world. Does that make sense? Hence why my heart always goes out to like single parents that are like usually women, innit? But I feel like with women, you kind of need to just protect them throughout the whole stages of their life. So I just feel like they're very vulnerable.
I feel like...
To to the world in general. I feel like the hardship of the world. I feel like women are 100% vulnerable to the hardship of the world and men no, and other men. Are, yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Alright, she got you. I can't lie because if you raise your son,
but then you need to understand. That's what I said. You said we're not talking about whether women are vulnerable or men are vulnerable. Yeah. I'm just saying from my point of view. Yeah, the reason why men are easier to neglect is because you men or the world in now, it's easier to let men out there to experience the world for themselves. If you've given a man the fundamentals of how to be a good person, you've taught them how to be a good person, you've built a relationship with them for them to be a good person. Cool. Some people might not take the training, some might not. For a woman, you need to be very, very careful because women are a lot more emotional than men. Am I right or wrong to say that? No, this is neglect. I lie. Leaving them to their independence. Yeah. So men, I could leave him at a younger age for him to go figure out the world. For my daughter, I will take a lot longer to let go of my daughter because of how much I want to nurture her and just keep her.
Yeah, but like, I feel like if you don't
keep her away from the evil of the world.
And I feel like if you don't let your daughter like learn, obviously there's certain things you have to shell, but if you don't let her learn, how is she gonna kind of experience things when she gets older? Do you know what I mean?
Because me personally, my belief is if a woman kind of experiences a lot of like hardship and suffering, she kind of tends to let go of her feminine.
No, it's not like, less. No, I disagree with that.
I think to be fair, it's also down to gender expectations and the norms as well. Because if you deep it, yeah, as a guy, it is more expected for you to kind of figure it out. Whereas as a girl,
everything's sorted out for you.
Not everything's sorted, but majority
of things are sorted out for you.
Yeah, majority, but not. I wouldn't say that. I feel that. Like again, you have to learn.
No, there is things they will learn, but I'm talking in majority of things. Because deeper, from a girl from let's say 0 to 6 when before they go to uni, yeah, they're basically underneath parents. So we da da da. But men are more on their own. Girls will have their independence, but like let's say nuclear family, the dad, that's daddy's little girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He will take care of her up until she's married. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's like when she now gets married, she now gets handed off to another man. Does that make sense? And then it's his.
I hear what you mean.
It's now his responsibility to now take care of her for the rest of them two being together. However, for a man, the minute, like, let's say, like I said, 15, and then you're going onwards, you're kind of now like having that independence and you're doing everything yourself. Does that make sense? Until you even do it yourself, you now go find a wife. Does that make sense? And then you now need to do whatever. That's what I believe personally. And I feel like that's why it's easier to neglect boys than...
I hear you, but neglecting shouldn't always
neglect
be done.
Is a strong word. I feel like just kind of leave them to do...
But then again, leaving your child to do something is not kind of the right way for them to be raised. Bro. I feel like this is where a lot of things like knife crime and drugs and start getting involved.
Yeah, but then I said, if you instill those morals and all the beliefs in them from young, I feel like by the time you're able to be like, yeah, cool, like I'm going to start giving you a bit of like control of what you do in your life.
No, of course.
They will kind of like have that in the back of their mind that when I was growing up, like this was already a no-no. I'm not going
to
go there.
Yeah, but still like people have been taught from young not to steal.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
they still end up stealing.
That's what I'm saying. At the end, that's the life choices of that person. As long as I feel like you can't, there's no way to ever bring someone up perfectly. Do you know what I'm saying? You can bring them up in the right way, and then it's up to them to take it. Yes, like regardless. Do you know what I'm saying? But in terms of like, I feel like I don't know. Me personally, I just believe like boys, men, wherever, you can just leave them to kind of do their own thing from a younger age than women. Fair enough. If I'm wrong, innit? Like someone educated me, but that's what I believe, man. Yeah,
sure. Lord, you're cooked, bro.
Yeah, brush.
Quick.
What do you say?
Yeah. It's what you're expected to do. But shit, man.
I have something to say. Free Tory Lanez, man.
Oh my days, bro.
No, because it's now come out that he didn't.
You sure that's what came out? Yeah.
Basically.
Cold, yeah.
Basically.
Tell me what came out.
Obviously, what happened was Kelsey, it was actually Kelsey's gun.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently, what the person on the balcony saw was Tory Lanez basically trying to get the gun off of Kelsey.
Mm.
And obviously, because Kelsey obviously found out that, you know, Tory was obviously getting jiggy with him.
Yeah.
So her and Megan, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Or even a wild eye for, bro.
No, I'm taking in what you're saying still. I don't know whether I said he didn't do it, but.
Do you think he did it?
I wasn't there, bro.
But I'm asking you.
Do I think he did it? I can't give my opinion on that, really.
You think he's done it?
Because one day I might meet Megan Thee Stallion, so I don't want
to. He didn't do it.
I don't want to fuck up my chances.
I don't really care about him.
No, but no, because I don't know. My issue is, it was so many people giving corn to Tory Lanez. Like, immediately when I knew Kelsey took, she, you know what, plead the fifth, immediately I knew, you know, she was the one who did it. Because everyone was saying, oh, when Tory was saying he's sorry, he was basically saying he's sorry that he shot Megan. No, he's sorry he instigated what was happening. Like, bro, come on. Why would Tory Lanez... Nah, come on. Let's be real with the whole situation.
Brother, you don't know him, bro.
I don't know.
I like Tory's music, though. Free him, but not because I think he didn't do it. I just free him.
At the end of the day, you like him because of his music, Sha. He's releasing.
Fair enough. Shout out Daystar, man.
There you go, man.
Damn, that's tough, though.
What was that question, though?
Have you, obviously, today's Sunday, but not as a testament. Have you guys ever lost faith in God at one point in your life? And if so, what happened and what do you do to regain your faith?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well, for me, anyways, my journey with like Christianity, I think I've said this before. It's kind of like I question it a lot because I feel like I need to understand why I'm following something. I don't think it's a good idea to follow stuff blindly. So, yeah, many times in my life, I can't lie, I've definitely questioned it. Obviously, growing up in a church household, like you're just going, but you don't understand as a kid why you're really going. You just know you're meant to believe in God and whatnot. So, obviously, as I got older, I did question these things, but quite frankly, I think it's a good thing because that's the things that make me a way stronger Christian because I know what I'm following is through my actual faith in it and my belief rather than kind of doing what I think is expected of me. But yeah.
But with me, I feel like I've not ever lost faith, but I was losing faith, but quite a lot. Does that make sense? It was a thing where I felt like but it was because of me. Like my patience is what was making me lose faith. Like, you know, when you ask God for something and then you're just kind of like,
bro,
come on, bro. Like, I'm waiting for a minute. Yeah, it's like that. It's like, but with me, it's like that happens quite quickly. And I'm not saying like immediately, but it's like, cool, God. Let's say you're going through something hard. Oh, God, give me peace. You're thinking, cool. Like, man, asked already. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you know what I'm saying? It's one of them ones like you're waiting weeks on end and you're like, bro, oh, God, like, where I need this answer? Da, 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 da. And I feel like when you start getting impatient, that's when you start to lose faith. Because with me, it's like, obviously, you know when it says faith without works is dead. Da, 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 da. I feel if you're asking God for something, it's a thing where you have to work towards it. Now, obviously, if you're asking God for peace, you need to obviously, let's say, put yourself in an environment where things can be peaceful. Or try and remove the things that are not giving you peace. But it's like once you're now doing those things and you're not feeling that peace, it's like, what's going on? I feel like that's where I start to lose faith in it.
Yeah, I hear that because I was listening to this testimony one time. I was listening to this preaching and basically what the guy was saying is really and truly, people are always saying they want things from God, but they don't put themselves in a position to, you know, be there. I'm thinking to Matt, don't worry. Because I feel like if you don't put yourself in a position to hear God, you won't be heard. Do you know what I mean? He won't hear you. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like, because we were speaking about this, being still asking God for a lot of things, but still being, you know, looking over your shoulder, obviously in the world. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's why a lot of people start losing faith because you're asking God, oh God, I want this new job, I want this new life, I want this new house. But you're still partying, you're still doing ungodly things, you're still doing fleshy things. I feel like the reason why people lose faith is because they don't have a relationship. I feel like once you start losing a relationship, that's where you're not going to be heard. Do you understand? It's like with school, if you don't write, if you don't have a pen, how are you going to learn? Do you know what I mean? You have to have that sort of connection with God to still have that faith. Even if, you know, your relationship is not as strong as you want it to be or how it is, but if you are still trying to build a relationship, because God obviously understands our heart. He sees our heart. He sees the deeper of us. Because I've been at times where I've lost faith, I'll be so real. I still believe in God and everything. I was like, God, why am I in this position? Things like that. But it's like, you know, I started fasting. I started praying more, reading my Bible. Even though it was just like, I kind of did that so God can hear me. It was more of a thing that God still, I feel like God still understood my heart. He's like, I know he wants to have a relationship with me. And I feel like that's when, you know, you start kind of being heard. You know what I mean? I think it's always been having a relationship is what made me personally is what made me still keep that faith. I feel like once I start losing that spark and that fire, hunger of God, that's when, you know, things start going left.
Yeah, I hear it still.
What about you?
I don't know. I've lost faith a lot of times.
Nah, I hear it. It's the thing is, it's so, in the most honest way, so easy to.
It's easy because of our relationship with God.
No, of course. I feel
like the stronger it is, the harder it is to actually lose faith, because then...
Oh, my days.
Say your point quick before we even start this lesson.
I was about to say something crazy.
Can I say something one time? I don't actually know. I don't want to spend too much with it.
Basically, I was just going to say, literally quickly as well, it's harder as well with the whole like getting up the world thing. When I said this to my boy one time, it's hard when you're good at being in the world. And that sounds nuts, but it's
I get what you, I hear what you mean.
Get it? So, okay, mad example, but let's say now you do, the meth you're doing starts working and then now you're making quick money and then let's say you do chat to girls and you chat to a lot of girls. So let's say you feel like you're doing good in the world rather than now you go to church, you don't like church, you're falling asleep in church, you find it hard to study your Bible and pray. But obviously that just leads back to those things worth having don't come easy. But yeah, it's harder when you feel like the world is an easier place to live in.
Of course.
Obviously.
And what you're saying is right. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, how would you feel if your relationship, if you believe your relationship with God is very strong, but you feel like you're not being heard? How would you feel? Do you feel like, because obviously it's like, because I've had times where...
Let me say something.
this I need to say something. To say something.
What's it called? The preaching today was even talking about, my days. Basically, the pastor must have said today, he was talking about just like, just seeing the presence of God and like, obviously, people living fake lives and people talking about, and you've also said this to me on a call. The whole premise of what he was saying today was that you're not getting what you want because God needs to test you first.
Facts.
Yeah, it was basically saying, because he said this to me on a call. He was like, bro, there has to be a test before there can be a testimony. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, if God feels like, we all know what we pray for. Yeah. If God's like, oh, this thing that you want, I can give it to you right now. But if I give it to you, how would that change you?
Yeah. Mm. Or would you be able to handle
what he's given to you? How would that change you? And it was also something where the pastor was also saying today, it was like, more time we pray to God for things, but then we tend to look to men for that type of favor. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know the private conversations that we've had and it's like we tend to look to men for that type of favor. Mm. And it's like when you look to men for that type of favor, it's not going to come because God is the one who's going to use a man to give you that favor. But if you're looking to the man for that, it's not, bro.
I feel like remember that what I said to you. The thing I said, you just made me lose my thing. But I was going to say, do you remember? What was it?
Because he was talking, we're not ready.
I remember now. Yeah, I said, obviously, when we talk about the pod, for example, right? And us like blowing, it's like, but are we ready for that? Because when that attention comes, is your heart posture in the right sense that you will behave the right way? Are you going to stay
true to yourself?
True to yourself and what it is that you're doing. And also, the other thing I said to you is that a prayer that I've been praying lately, because it'll just make everything easier, is I just pray that I want what God wants for me. Because if you want what he doesn't want for you, you're never going to get it.
Literally.
If I keep praying, they say, I want bust down chains, but this guy's like, that's not the life I meant for you to live. You're just always going to be in a state of disappointment.
I feel like some people pray, they obviously...
We don't pray that. Okay, even me personally. This is my mind as of right now. I don't pray to have all these like...
money.
To have the money. I don't pray to have like the cars, the everything. But... obviously, the prayer has to be successful in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let whatever my hands are touching, let turn out successful. Mm-hmm. But when I find myself watching YouTube videos, like you get, you know, obviously I watch other content creators just to get a vibe, you know, keep myself in that. Yeah. When I find myself watching those videos,
I just imagine myself, is this position, not the life I should be living?
Yeah.
Mm. You get what I'm saying? And that's why it then plays to your mind where it's like, you're praying one thing,
but you're thinking,
but your mind is like,
on another.
If you got this,
that's why comparison is a killer though.
This is crazy, but you need to understand
you could be successful, but what you're seeing on YouTube, let me guess, like let's say the DDGs with these like Hellcats, mm-hmm. the house, maybe like that's not what you need to use that for. Maybe like the plan God has for you is, yeah, you have more money than these guys, but you're actually opening up charities, opening up like all these foundations and stuff. I just feel like he said, the prayer you need to actually be praying is, God, like, whatever you want from me, at least like make that my heart desire.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a thing where even though God gives you what he wants and you're not thinking, you're looking here, but he's telling you, nah, this is where you need to go. I feel like it's all about the, what's that? The short-term pleasure. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Versus the like lifelong eternity, like God's trying to give to you. So that's the same thing he was doing about when you're so good at being in this world. I feel like you're not good at being in this world. It's just that like you're addicted to the short-term pleasures of this world. Mm. And because you can get them so quickly, you tend to leave God to the side because you're like, God, right now, I don't need you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to chill here. But I feel like in your life, you need to constantly want and need God. So that when you do both hand in hand, like your relationship will get deeper and then your life will change.
Do you feel like in this current moment of time, you can turn away from the world?
Completely. I feel like it's really, really hard, but I am trying. What did you say?
No, I was just going to ask, would you say you're in the world, but you said you were trying, so...
Yeah, no, I'm trying. Yeah. I don't compare myself to anyone. I compare myself to me. Like, I always say it's me versus me.
And you're great,
me, month by month by month, I can't compare. But when I do, like, from last year, I can say, yo, who the hell was that? Because that makes sense. I feel like my relationship with God has gotten so much deeper to the point where I'm even shocked at myself. And I kind of like, every now and then, I kind of like thank God for where he's brought me to. But I know there's a long journey to go. And there will always be a long journey to go to the point where people look at me and they see Christ. That's the point where I'll be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I can fully stand it. But I feel like we're in the world. Does that make sense? Mm. For you to turn away from the world, yeah, it's possible, but it'll be really, really, really hard. And people always like, people sin, do you know what I'm saying? So
it's so crazy, yeah. It's crazy, it's hard. When I talk to someone from church and I'm just like, there's always this sense, because the way I find myself is that I tend to share a lot of things to church members, like obviously my church friends that I have. I tend to, not my church, but you get what I'm talking about, the people that I go to church with, I tend to share a lot of things to them. And in my mind, after I finish sharing, I'm like, hey, don't judge me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you know what I'm saying? Like, it's deep, it's different when you're hearing it from someone, like, you know. And I'm like, don't judge me. Like, you know, like I'm trying my best. And it's like there's times where like I reflect upon the things I've done in the past and like just the way I've treated people and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, wow, like that was really like a evil like part of me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the world would do to you.
That's what I'm saying.
You get what I'm like? That's literally what the world did to you. And it's so crazy. Like, progress is made, but it's like, sometimes you just find yourself drawing back. And it's like, wow, like, how do you get over it eventually?
You see, one thing, I'm going to say this for the viewers at home, for all of us here, yeah. It's not even to, like, make you, like, constantly think all the time, but... One thing I keep thinking all the time is that you are not who you actually want to be. Do you know what I'm saying? You're going to be who God wants you to be. And you will never, ever, 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 ever reach your full potential until you allow God to completely change you. And I feel like if you constantly have that in your mind rolling over and over and over again, it will kind of like automatically draw you towards God. Does that make sense? Because if you're thinking, all right, cool. Like if you ask yourself, who's Solomon? How would you be able to fully answer that?
Of course not.
And that, the reason why I feel like you wouldn't be able to fully answer that is because you, like, obviously, you're still yet to have that relationship with God. Be like, this is who God says I am.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. And I believe that. And no one can shake that. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that only happens when you do get really, really close to God.
You know what I want to say? Random. I don't even know how to word this. I think this is my problem. Obviously, I'll deal with it. But it's like, even when you're saying what you're saying, as right as you are, like, it low-key bothers me sometimes. Because I think to myself, like, why is it that I need someone else so bad to be me. Do you get it? Not that that's right, but I don't know. I just feel like I don't like being so reliant. And that's my problem with, I know you've said this on cam, that's my problem with religion.
You need to be
more. I don't like the idea. And it's not even that though, but I just don't like the idea that there's so many gray areas. I'm going off on a tangent now, but there's so many gray areas in the sense that, like, cool, religion has been used over the years to control many people. It's used all the time to control people. And then it's hard because it's like, well, when I'm trying to navigate, how do I know that I'm really following the right thing? All these false prophets in the world, listen to different sermons.
You see,
it's hard, bro.
I feel you on that because there's this personal thing. This is my experience. Because I went to a school, Redeemed Christian Church of God, I went to a secondary school. And since the whole time of even going from the secondary school to moving here, like, I've always loved the church. But then, like, recently, my eyes have just been open to like, a lot of things that just makes me feel like, wow, has the church lost its way? It might be crazy. Just hear me. I might be crazy to something, but it's like, when religious institutions get political, I just find that so crazy.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, because I follow a lot of, like, Nigerian media and all that kind of stuff, and I see, like, the Christian Association of Nigeria, the way they talk about, oh, because there's a protest going on in Nigeria now because obviously the country is bad, and they're always talking about, obviously, the Christian Association of Nigeria, they're talking about don't protest, give the guy a chance, this, that. They're saying give the president a chance. The president is a thief, drug dealer, like, these are the things he's done based on his past. He's literally, like, he has a monopoly over the whole, like, country. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's like, these people are being paid to advocate for his agenda.
Do you know they're being paid?
Yes, it's been. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I'm so glad you said what you said earlier.
Me?
No, Boya.
Are you responding to my point or his point?
Both. Okay. It actually links. Okay, first of all, I want to say this is the most entertaining podcast you guys have ever done. I've literally just been watching like this. But what I was going to say was what you just said resonated with me so deeply because that's what I used to struggle with. And I had to come to terms with the fact that you need to have a relationship with God over religion. It has to be relationship over religion.
Well, it's definitely.
Because when you're thinking about it's good to watch sermons and stuff, but you also have to have the spirit of discernment because there's lots of people out there that will tell you things and you don't even know where they're getting all of these things from. So you have to build your own relationship with God because you can't judge God by his people. Even though we're his people, we're flawed, we're human beings. You get what I'm saying? So you can't really, like, look to people, especially what you said about, you know, you follow all these Nigerian Christian establishments or whatever, and you've seen, like, the things they're doing. They're also people, they're humans, they're flawed. And you don't know where their doctrine comes from. You don't know who they're speaking to. They could say they're speaking to God, but you don't know what God they're speaking to. Even if they say it's Jesus, how do you know it's Jesus? Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Even I've seen lots of people that will say, even when I'm scrolling on TikTok, sometimes I feel like I have to just stop and listen to the prayers and da da da. I used to be like that. But then you have to realize, how do you know that their prayer is coming from Jesus? How do you know that the prayer they're praying over you isn't something formulated by the devil? Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your own relationship with God so that you know, okay, cool, when I'm seeing this video, okay, I feel like I want to pause and listen to this prayer, so I'm going to. You shouldn't feel like you have to listen to this prayer just because you're a Christian and it's religion. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
But it took, I've never said this either, ever. I've never even talked to Temi about this, and we talk about stuff like this all the time.
You feel like it's shameful, innit?
Exactly. Yeah. And I used to struggle with it, but I feel like it literally takes you have to actually speak to God. And I know it sounds crazy. In my head, I used to think, okay, cool. How do people actually speak to God? Like, I get praying and stuff, but how do you speak to God? But, like, the whole point of building a relationship with somebody is speaking and waiting for them to respond. Do you get? So when you pray, make sure that you have quiet time. Just don't say anything. Wait for the voice of God. Even if you don't hear anything, I used to do this thing. It was really dumb, but I would pray, wait. And then I would say, whatever verse comes into my head, the first verse that comes into my head, God, I'm going to take that as what you want me to know. Even though that's not I know some people say you shouldn't do stuff like that, but that really helped me start to formulate a relationship with God myself rather than just looking to people and listening to sermons and pastors and whatever. Mm. So I'm glad you said that.
No, I agree. I actually have nothing to say. I agree still.
Yeah, wow. That's me done. But yeah, guys, I loved this pod. If you keep this going.
Anyways, guys, yeah. We're probably going to have to leave it there.
Let me go.
Today, we're on a bit of a time constraint.
Well, we still have 10 minutes.
Nigga, I need to leave.
There's nothing else to be said.
Nah, I can't. That was, wow. ECP.
2 years ago, we didn't even talk about this.
But guys, I mean, if you guys really have any other opinions, please let us know. Drop us a DM. Guys, we're not them busy. We will reply to you guys, yeah? Drop us a DM about your thoughts, topics you want us to speak about, like things like that, bro. You know, right here, we're free on this point. We say what we want to say. We ain't controlled by nobody but our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, with that being said...
Yeah, that was powerful, bro.
With that being said... make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, yeah? Make sure you follow our personal socials as well as the Instagram. But guys, till next time, God bless.
Peace.
Wow.